The Freehold Slam is now in its fifth year, more or less, and that's pretty darn good to keep a series going. With me are none other than the Slam Master, Crystal Oblinger, and one of the founders of Freehold Slam, Ray Ramos. Welcome to both of you, high-fiving right here before my eyes. Yes, you have the first slam of the year coming up. Apparently, it's on a Tuesday, January 22nd, and it's a new location to me. Tell me where it is.
It's called the Red Room. It's actually part of the network. It's a bar and grill downtown. It's off of Mills, right?
It's off of East Mills. It's 317 East Mills. Uh-huh.
Very good. And for those of us who don't make it downtown very often, what's the parking situation and what's it closest to?
Well, there is a few parking garages nearby. Of mm-hmm. course, you could park at the new parking garage.
Okay.
There where the Plaza Theater is. There's a few meters around, and since we tend to start our shows at 6 o'clock, you know, those things
parking
are open.
Parking is easy.
Yeah, parking is not a problem. There's a huge parking lot right next door. It's next to the hostel area. There's like a bunch of murals of boxers.
Okay.
And that's like the only landmark I remember.
So. Yeah, just try to orient people. But 317 East Mills, basically, and you can park at the big garages. All righty. What's the rundown for the evening? You said you start at 6 o'clock, and what happens at 6?
At 6 o'clock, we're going to start in the Red Room with a workshop with Merlin Hepworth. And then we go into the main room of the network, and we do our slam. And that starts at 7 o'clock. We'll try to do sign-ups at 7 o'clock. And we always try to start a little early. Sometimes we'll start at 7:30. Sometimes we'll start at 8, depending on how many people sign up.
Okay.
And then we'll run through three rounds of the slam. And during the second and third round, we have Merlin Hepworth, who will be featuring and sort of doing his thing on stage.
How do you select your visiting writers? And tell me a little bit about Merlin.
The way we select them usually is either we find them on Facebook or they friend us or someone knows them somewhere. A lot of poets that we've met like at Nationals also have recommended certain people. We make a lot of friends there and just word has spread as far as the slam scene in El Paso. And I was very surprised that a lot of people are very interested in coming down here because they hear very good things about what we're doing. Yeah, I know.
That's where something like Freehold makes a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how Merlin came about.
Our last slam master, Jen Sugar, was friends with him, and we tend to kind of keep an eye on like our Facebook friends when they're going on tour. They're moving around doing their thing, and I believe he's starting a tour at the moment, and we asked him, well,
great.
If you're coming by El Paso, can you do a show?
It's not just going to be his show, his participation in the slam itself. That writing workshop that's so valuable, at 6 p.m., it's free, it's open to all ages. And this man has experience working with youth.
Mm-hmm, exactly. He is an associate professor at Arizona State University at the Piper Center. He is a creative writing teacher. He's worked with a lot of kids. I believe he actually started with a very young age group, you know, just working with their writing skills and things of that nature. And he's taken a group called Brave New Voices, which is sort of like the high school equivalent of Nationals.
That's what it is. He took a youth to Brave New Voices. I'm not sure what year it was, but it's very prestigious when you're of younger age that you want to participate in Nationals, the Slam Nationals. And he's taken a team to participate. I'm not sure what they place, but I'm pretty sure they place pretty high.
Wow. So when he works with the youth in writing exercises, is he already thinking ahead, emphasizing performable pieces of writing?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he teaches all forms of sort of spoken word poetry. It's a very, I guess, an intensive way of learning how to, like, about rhythm and how the words work together in order to create sort of this performance on stage. And it starts, and I'm sure he teaches this as well. We haven't had a chance to really sit down and talk about his workshop, but he teaches starting off with that first few words to get you to the point you want to be.
Yeah.
Some of the basics, I guess.
Really makes it simple, a simple entry to the exercise. Mm-hmm. Now, there are still folks who might think that a slam is just a chaotic free-for-all. And maybe it is sometimes. But not always. Only a good one. No.
Exactly.
What are the rules of a slam, the structure of a slam, for those who don't know?
The way a slam works is basically it's a contest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a poetry contest. It's kind of hard to, you know, define as far as, what a poem should receive in a contest. But we try to do it in a fun way. You go in with original pieces. There's three rounds. Each round is judged by judges, of course.
Who are the judges and how are they selected?
The judges are selected.
Randomly people or random patrons in the
audience.
Establishment.
Okay. So you show up and you're not reading or performing, you could very well end up being a judge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And, exactly. And typically there are, I believe, three judges?
Typically we have three. When we have a bigger crowd, I guess, when we have more poets, we get five.
Okay.
Standard regulation says five. But we usually do three just so that we can get it going. You know?
Yes, get it moving.
Mm-hmm. They judge you Olympic style, 1.1 to 10.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's very, you see a low score and you kind of know that you're in it. You know, when the first time that you go up there and you start performing and you see scores come up, it's very intense and it's a lot of audience participation as well, cheering, booing. Like we encourage.
Does audience response affect the judges'
decisions? It does. Sometimes it does. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about slam because everyone can get into it, especially if the poet is that dramatic on stage or in his performance as well.
Okay, and have both of you performed slam?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to nationals. So.
Yeah, well, Ray, you are legend. You,
I wish.
In fact, as one of the founders, let's give some props to the other founders. It was you.
Leon de la Rosa.
Yes.
And then Jen Sugard, of course, she was the previous slam master. Mm-hmm. And we had Tabitha Harkness also that went. She has been around as well for a very long time. And we went to nationals back in 2010. And it was intense.
Nice. Well, this is an exciting evening. If people are shy or unsure whether they belong there, they ought to just show up first and then figure it out once they're there, because this is just a lot of fun, a lot of creative minds in the same room. Can't go wrong with that. My guest today, Slam Master Crystal Oblinger, and one of the founders of Freehole Slam Series, Ray Ramos. And the Freehole Slam Series will be presenting Merlin Hepworth as the visiting artist on Tuesday. That's January the 22nd. 6 p.m. writing workshop with Merlin Hepworth. The sign up to participate in the slam starts más o menos 7 p.m. And about 8 o'clock, the featured poet will perform. The event is open to all ages. It's free. It's in The Network's back lounge, which is called The Red Room, at 317 East Mills. For information, you can call 204-8275 or visit freeholeslam.com. Have fun.
Thank you so much,
fantastic,
Monica.
And thank you.